Every human being has an inherited right to speak, to be heard, and to be understood. Each of us has three unchangeable, undeniable core needs: to belong, to be worthy, to be competent. When one of these three is out of balance, we begin to condemn ourselves and judge others, place unhealthy stress on our bodies, our relationships with ourselves, friends and family, and even our life work are judged. The power of words and the intent of our questions are the first steps to our peaceful and prosperous now and future. Call in and let's create choices for your destiny. 888-627-6008.
Welcome to the Linda S. Brewer, Your Destiny Architect Show. The intent of our show is for you to have an opportunity to call in and ask a question about a conflict or an issue in your life, whether it be in a relationship, health, finances, or life work. We welcome you to call 888-627-6008 with your question or your comment or any way that we can be of service to you tonight. We are indeed honored to have tonight as our special guest Mark Fussnell. And Mark is a former trial lawyer, and he has gone from the profession of a trial lawyer to being someone who speaks from the heart. So welcome, Mark. We're delighted to have you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I love the introduction, by the way, on the music of the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was really great the way that was done.
And we give congratulations and a grateful heart to Don and Doug at BBS Radio for that. So thank you for appreciating
that. Yeah, it came
out
great.
Yeah. So, Mark, how does one go from a trial lawyer for over 30 years to really begin to speak from the heart with the ability to help transform lives and make a difference in lives?
Wow, that's a big question. You know, I don't think it was all of a sudden that, you know, I started to speak from the heart and I didn't before. I think I've always spoke from the heart, and I've been into path of deeper meaning since I've been a kid, and I always wanted to help people, and so that was really my path. And I think with the new millennium coming up, it was easier for me. That was the impetus that I needed to make a decision to stop practicing law. And at the time, my family, I had young children, and I just felt that I wanted a new challenge, something that was more meaningful. And when I started my law career, the work I did was very meaningful. But over the years, it kind of changed, and I more or less it became a business. And then I started to question. I started to do really well at it, and I thought, wow, you know, a new millennium, it comes around every 2,000 years. Do I want to continue being a lawyer the rest of my life? And so that started the whole process. That was like in 2000. And now I've been doing what I do as a life coach and strategist for 15 years. And my new book, The Soul of Uncertainty, is going to be coming out in January. So I'm very excited about that.
Also, you're the author of Dancing on the River.
Yes.
And so when I read the two titles, I thought, well, you know, we have movement on the river, and what a beautiful image of just dancing on the river. But then you go down, and, you know, most rivers will have that deep part where you don't know what's up under it. Is there any type of connection between your two books or theme in them?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is. I mean, the first book was nonfiction and was based on this rafting experience I had where I almost drowned when I was 13, and I came up with a principle to navigating change, because I think we're always navigating change. We're always changing. Whether we navigate it in a positive way or not is really a challenge, and that's really what's in the book, is to come up with 8 strategies to help people navigate change. And the subtitle is Navigating Life Changes. It's Dancing on the River, Navigating Life Changes. And when I talk to groups, I talk about getting on the positive side of change. And the new book, The Soul of Uncertainty, is a lot about how we change, but more about how we evolve and really tuning us into this feeling that, you know, we're being guided to do something else, being guided to find our calling, and there's something to tune into what speaks to us. And I think that the second book was more fun because it was somewhat more fiction, but I also think it's very timely with what's going on in the world about this. How do you tune into uncertainty? Because I think when we're young, when we're kids, we always wonder if we're good enough. And I think as we get older and go through life, we always have that challenge. Am I good enough? Am I going to make it? And it keeps coming back. So how do we develop an inner technology that I sometimes refer to as your IGPS? So whatever, it's kind of, you know, your internal getting on the positive side of change. It's kind of an app almost. And it's what we have to do. So the books are related because they're both really about how do we deal with this uncertainty? Because that's what the change is. People are afraid to jump into... People are afraid of things changing because it's going to create... It's going to upset the apple cart, and then they're worried about making positive change because they don't know what they're going to get. They're going to face uncertainty. So both books are really talking about uncertainty and the unknown, learning to be friends with the unknown. It's not easy.
And I watched one of your videos, and I love what you said. When you need to, you go look in the mirror and say, "I got you, babe." I love that. And you're corrected. Yeah, you cannot say that without smiling and feeling a certain release across my chest when I said, "I got you, babe." So I thank you for that gift, and I will certainly be practicing that.
Well, you're welcome.
So, yes, and you have an awesome website with so much information and tools and encouragement. And so I thank you for giving the world that. And so you described, you know, what happened in 2000. Was there a particular moment that you knew that you just had to make this change? And how did your family embrace it? Because that's a huge change.
Well, there really wasn't a moment. It was a process. And that's because I had a family. And I felt a certain responsibility, and I didn't want to just all of a sudden stop having an income. And so I planned, this was a process that I really didn't really think seriously about it until the late 90s when things were going really well in my business. And I started to think, wow, you know, how long could I last without working as a lawyer? And so I took a leap of faith. I mean, it's really about taking a leap of faith, but it's also, you know, it's interesting because I have the Inspire Possibility Show, and I had David Cutler on, who is the executive director of the Joseph Campbell Foundation. And there's this saying for a lot of people that are into the spiritual metaphysical world that, you know, you do what you love, and the money will come. And there was that movie, The Secret. You probably saw it, and I bet you a lot of your listeners did. And it's that idea, you do what you love, but I've always felt if you do what you love, that isn't true. You could end up starving. And I didn't be one of those people, and I didn't even know what I wanted to do, but I had faith that I could figure it out. And I had an inner confidence that, you know, I can make it. But it's not easy, but in the interview, what David was saying, what Joseph Campbell really meant when he said follow your bliss. He was the one that came up with that term, follow your bliss. And it got taken out of context by all of the, you know, New Age kind of people and people into consciousness and manifestation, and all you need to do is visualize what you want, and it's going to all come to you. And what he said, what Joseph Campbell meant was follow your bliss in terms of do that thing that you cannot do. Do that thing that you have to do every day because it really makes you whole. But people took it out of context. So it's an interesting insight, and that's what I say to people. You do what you love because it gives you joy. And that's what it's all about, is smiling every day and laughing. And when I did that video, I've had a couple of, you know, there are videos on my website from giving talks. And then I had one that I did professionally. And this one, I was at the Wisdom 2.0 conference. And outside a meeting room, there was a woman videoing different people. And I had no idea what they were doing. I said, hey, can I be videoed? And she said, sure. And she started asking me questions. And that's what came out of that interview. It was totally spontaneous. It lasted about a minute and a half. And it's the best video I have. I love it. And yeah, it just came out good. And it's true, you know, this thing about we're so hard on ourselves. I remember that I did a workshop when I was a lawyer in the 90s, given by the Actors Institute, San Francisco. And we had to give a performance at the last half day. And there were lawyers, there were politicians, there were comedians, there were musicians, there were actors. And we had to give her like a 10-minute performance of something. And then we had to critique it ourselves. And then the group critiqued it. And it was all in writing, so you didn't know what other people were saying until everybody read what they said. And everybody's critique of their own work was harsher than the group's critique of their performance, without exception. And the teacher said, if you had to hire yourself, you'd never get a job. And that's just it. We're so hard on ourselves.
And what do you believe is the underlying cause of that? That what belief that we just always do not expect or receive how great we really are and the power that we have within us?
Well, I think it starts in childhood. And we've seen our parents model that insecurity. Everybody has this shadow side, this insecure side. And there's this underlying feeling that I think underneath the core, there's this feeling that I might not make it, that I'm not good enough, I won't survive. And throughout our lives, whenever we're rejected, somebody, you know, and the rejection can be a big thing or a small thing, but it just reinforces that pattern that we learned as a child. And we have to really look at how we got this pattern and start to do a lot of deep work to get rid of it. But it's a lifelong pattern. It's something that we all have. Everybody does. It's that voice, that inner critic. I don't know anybody in the work I do in coaching. I don't know anybody that doesn't have that loud inner critic that says, hey, why did you say that? That was stupid. You're not good enough. You can't sing. I know everybody does. And it's almost like a hypnotic spell when you start to hear that voice. Oh, don't do that. It's not going to work. And this voice, everybody has their own version. And so it's just something that is part of our, you know, who we are. It's our shadow.
And can you tell us more about in your write-up, you say you tap into the souls of your audience and you activate their inner strength.
Yes.
Can you give us some information about that, please, Mark?
Mm-hmm. What I do in a lot of the programs that I give, I customize them based on what the group wants. And in a lot of groups, in a lot of workshops that I do, is that there's usually something that people really don't want to talk about. And I found that when I start to talk about those things that people don't really like to talk about, that when I talk about it, it might be an experience I had, that it allows people to kind of, a lot of people, it's interesting, sometimes when people are victims, something's happened to them, what's interesting is a lot of, you'd be surprised the number of people, when they're a victim of something, they have shame that even though something happened to them, they have shame about it, about telling somebody. Like, for example, a marriage breaks up or you don't do well in business. People have shame about sharing that. But by sharing it is what really liberates us. And a lot of us, you know, hang on to things, and we're just afraid to share it. And I find in the workshops we kind of open up that channel to allow people to kind of share. And a lot of times I'll have them partner up with somebody else, and we'll do a communication exercise that really helps people develop their communication skills. And a lot of them will talk about these 8 principles of getting on the positive side of change, and which go back to, you know, finding our center, to being grateful, to be curious, to be prepared, to get out of your comfort zone, to let go resistance, to be willing to be connected, and to embrace the great mystery. That mystery that, you know, there's just a lot of it. Coming back to that idea is that, you know, we don't know everything.
Sometimes the less we think we know, the more teachable we are, and the quicker we can heal and learn and move through.
Absolutely.
And you have your Inspired Possibility, your 3-minute self-assessment test. When people take this, do you find that there's a common theme, or do you get the results?
You know, I don't get the results unless people share it with me. It's private. It's confidential. People can go on my website, Inspire Possibility, and take the self-assessment test and kind of, and you find out. It really shows you that you don't have much control of your life. And I had a friend years ago that wrote a book called The Myth of Free Will. How much free will do we really have? Especially now with all this technology. I mean, you can't do anything without hearing a buzz. Beep, beep, beep. And it's amazing. I have a friend that had an alarm system put into his house by the local cable company. And every time somebody goes through the door, opens the door, the thing goes off. It's ridiculous. And so with all these interruptions, it's challenging to find our center. And what I do is, and I recommend to this to all the people that I work with in terms of in coaching, is that I encourage them to meditate. Even if it's just for 5 minutes, start with 5 minutes. Start your morning where you go inward and you find that stillness. Because that's really what it's all about, is if we can still our mind. The mind drives us crazy. But if we can learn to still it, so it's not thinking about anything, it's just resting, then we have a good chance of not being stressed out as much and not obsessing about the future. And not worrying about the unknown, to become more comfortable with uncertainty. And that's really what it is. Part of becoming comfortable with uncertainty is tuning into that stillness that we have. And it takes a long time to develop this kind of practice. Yeah. But it's worth it.
Yes, the journey is certainly worth it, Mark. Mark, our time is coming to a close, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to say anything to the audience or tell them how to contact you or whatever you would like to say to them. This is your opportunity and time. And so do you have anything you would like to share with them?
Well, I think I pretty much have shared what I believe in. And I think the thing is that people are just really hard on themselves, and what happens is that they avoid sharing themselves because they don't think that they have much to contribute. And I'm amazed at the number of times when I've said something to somebody and not even remembering when I said that, years later I run into that person and I say, you know what, you said something that was made such a difference in my life. Thank you so much. In my newsletter, the Letters on Life that I've been writing now for 14 years. And by the way, to all your listeners, you can go to my website, Inspire Possibility. If you want to talk to me about the work I do, you can email me at mark@inspirepossibility.com. You can call me, and we could talk about what your goals are. And also, you can sign up for the newsletter, Letters in Life series. And the one that I sent out on Friday was called Where Do You Want to Go From Here? That was the name of the article. And I wrote
powerful questions.
I wrote that especially in, you know, considering the election. So that was the letter that went out on Friday, and they're all as, you know, they're, a lot of people feel they're very timely. They're not all as timely as this one, but I encourage your listeners to go to my website, sign up for the newsletter. If you're really serious about change, to contact me, and I give people a half hour opportunity to kind of talk to me about what's going on with them.
Well, Mark, you have definitely been an honor to connect with and to learn more about you. And to the listeners, please remember his books, Dancing on the River and The Soul of Uncertainty, and invest in yourself. And so, Mark, blessings to you and your family. And you've got it, babe. We celebrate that. So we'll be looking in the mirror. And so please contact Mark if there's anything that you have questions about his work. And we will be taking a short break from our sponsors at this time, and we will be back. And Mark, go in peace and be blessed. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
Have you ever caught yourself thinking, what is wrong with me? What is the belief that stops me? I know I have amazing potential locked inside and an incredible destiny waiting now. The unhealthy belief, which is always rooted in a lie, do I belong? Am I worthy? Am I competent? Which creates an unhealthy relationship with oneself and others. Stress within and between. Battles of self-worth and value, anxieties and past failures all have the potential to lead us into a skewed view of what is a healthy relationship. Connect now with Linda Brewer to discover your belief that is stopping you from creating the destiny you were born to live. You speak, you are heard, you choose your destiny. Visit her at lsgcorporate.com.
We're on. Welcome back to your Destiny Architect Show. This is Linda Brewer, your host. And in the last 30 minutes, we just had an awesome guest, Mark Susnow. And he gave us some awesome ways to really look at ourselves and be comfortable with the uncertainty. And believe it or not, it was not about what's going on politically in our world. It was really about you. So I encourage you to go back and look at this or contact Mark at inspiredresponsibilities.com. And for the rest of our time together this evening, we're going to be talking about virtues, the virtues that every human being longs to have. And you have a chance to participate in this by calling 888-627-6008. There's no dumb question. There's no dumb comment. We are here to listen and help you create choices that will help you live with the uncertainties of life and know that you can live creating your own destiny by looking at your belief systems, by the power of your words, the sicknesses that your body is manifesting, by your finances and your relationship. So we come with 9 primary virtues in life. And I will go over them: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, trust, humility, and self-control. And we're going to discuss each one briefly. And any callers who want to come in, you are more than welcome. So let's start with love. What is genuine love? It is honoring people. It is honoring our differences. It is honoring our behavior, that we do not destroy the human spirit within it. I can love and honor someone, and a lot of people are more comfortable with the word honor. I can honor someone, but I do not have to accept their ways. And I do believe there are relationships that we have to walk away from, either because the other person does not understand us, or we do not understand them, or we choose not to live in that environment. So love is a generous compassion, and sometimes when you cannot love, you have unforgiveness. You have insignificant thoughts about yourself, resentment, jealousy, loneliness, stinginess, feeling too tired to do anything. You're just depressed. And when you learn to love yourself, as Mark says, when he got down, he would go look in the mirror, "I got you, babe." And he would look in the mirror and laugh. And to me, it's so freeing. "I got you." And you are gotten. You've gotten by a divine power or something, whatever your belief is. Something is holding and molding you through every circumstance. And by speaking sometime what you cannot let go of, you are set free and you open up a door that gratitude can flow through, so that you can look at yourself, you can look at the situation, you can ask yourself some honest questions, and you can move forward in life. Your past does not have to be your present. Joy. Joy is a way of being in life, in circumstances, in situations, in relationships, that you can bring gratitude. I cannot think of a situation that I've had in my life, or that I'm in now, or that I will have in the future, that I cannot find something to be grateful for. And sometimes it gets down to knowing that this too will pass. Everything in life will pass, and you have a choice to how you will pass through it, and how you will come out. And you have the power within you to do this. And yes, we do need other human beings to encourage us, to guide us, and support us. We were created like that. When you think about our basic root in life is belonging, and that's how we create relationships that people who love us. But then when we have some wrong beliefs or wrong experiences, we will do everything we can to sabotage those. And Mark spoke of being a victim. And we are, if we're not living from that essence of life, we are either being a victim or we're victimizing. We're either persecuting or being persecuted. We're either rescuing or being rescued. And any one of those will keep you out of that pure power and light and love that you have within you. So find your joy. And from now through the holidays, we're going to be talking about relationships and how to bring them into focus where you have your power. And if you say no to someone, you don't have to explain it. No is a complete summit. Yes is a complete summit. So if you want a lot of power, say, I am, I feel, I believe, I choose, yes, no. And if you want to interact in this conversation, we will be delighted to take your call at 888-627-6008. Another virtue that we have is peace. Peace is the ultimate thing that every human being strives to have. You may think it's an outward circumstance, but the peace within you to know that you are safe, although your outward world may not look safe, you have the strength within you to make a choice that when you go through this, you will come out whole and complete. And I know a lot of people that I work with and talk with, they don't see that. But when they can choose one breath at a time, one step at a time, one choice at a time, and love and honor with gratitude, they move through this and find peace. And you know when you're out of peace, again, when you start to judge, persecute, victimize, and what robs your peace is anxiety, fear. If you live a lot in the past and you make a lot of thoughts and comments about your past, you know, it used to be like this, I used to have this, then you're focusing on something that was set up. You have to bring that into your present and into your circumstances now. If you go to the future, you go to a fear. So learning to live in the present moment and know that I can make the best choice that I can make right now with the belief system that I have. And so you begin to create a wonderment about your beliefs. Does this belief serve me? Is it in my best interest to continue to believe this and make these choices and act like this and separate myself from people who can embrace me and encourage me? Every human being needs encouragement. Every human being needs a hug. 15 of them today to be emotionally healthy. So if you don't have anybody to give you a hug, put your right hand on your left shoulder and your left on your right, and you squeeze yourself, and you take a deep breath, and you just let it out, and you say, I am love. That is the truest thing you can say about yourself. I am love. Keep saying it to it, integrated in everything that you do. No one can rob your peace. You give it away. Whether you mean to or not, but you have the inherent right to stand up and tell anyone, you have no right to talk to me like that. I do not have to accept this behavior. And you move forward in faith. Patience. Patience is having the ability to accept whatever is in your current moment with a grace and a joy and a gratitude that this will also work out for your good. If you stay true to a honorable path and you do not try to take this in your hand, you just stay true to yourself, your belief that you have an inherent right to be in peace. And you hear somebody, well, I just don't have any patience. That's because you don't trust. You're angry about something. You don't feel like you're being treated fairly. Or you're not good enough to do it. You are. Believe it. Receive it. And make a choice. And if any of this triggers anything with you, you disagree with me, please call 888-627-6008. And we would be honored to speak with you. Kindness. Can you be kind with no other motive other than to be kind? Or if someone's kind to you, do you feel like that you've got to go out of your way to be kind to them? One of the things that I'm working through is that any time someone ever did anything for us, it was always, what can I do back for them? What can I do? And most of the time that has like, what can I help them with? If they did this, how can I do something greater? Thank you is such an awesome response. Be grateful. Acknowledge what they did for you and you receive it because they wanted to do it. And whatever belief comes up, check out that belief so that you know that you're receiving it in the spirit in which it was given. And just walk away with a grateful heart. Goodness. You ever heard of it? Goodness, goodness, goodness. This has to do with, am I worthy? Am I competent? Do I belong? And those are the three unchangeable needs that every human being comes with. And if any one of that three-legged stool gets out of whack, you will go into a strategy, most likely conflict, to try to make up for it in another way. If you don't feel like you belong, you can withdraw. If you don't feel like that you're competent, you will have a behavior that could be damaging to your spirit. And every human being has a spirit. I lived 42 years thinking I did not have one. And my favorite saying was, I was made with a do-it-yourself kit, and they left that out when they put me together. So this business about knowing that you are good enough to receive blessings, you are good enough to receive prosperity, to be blessed, to be joyful, be peaceful, you can give yourself no greater gift. Nobody can steal it. Nobody can copy it. It's yours. So let's just take a deep breath and think about that. Do I have anything that stops me from receiving this truth? Trust. Wow, is that a big word in today's language? Trust. Who hurt you and destroyed your ability to trust? And how we transfer that lack of the ability to trust. I'd rather trust and be done wrong. And I don't even like this concept of being done wrong. I'd rather trust and not receive what I was promised than not trust and try to outguess or outmaneuver anyone or anything. And little children, they trust us. So whether you are a parent or whether you meet them as a stranger in a grocery store, you are implanting into their DNA, into their cellular memory, that quickness. Do they both, for them, do I belong? Am I worthy? Am I competent? Am I safe? So instill trust from your behavior, honoring your word and doing what you say you're going to do it when you say you're going to do it, even when it hurts. And I think one of the most misunderstood word in our language is humility. Humility is not about thinking, I'll be humble. But it is standing with that self-confidence, honoring another human being, giving them the right to believe what they believe, to act the way they think they need to act, and you don't have to be around it. If you feel like you're stuck in it and you have to be around it, if you have a boss who you find abusive and you are afraid that you will lose your job, I encourage you, I have 15 minutes of complimentary, I encourage you to call me or call tonight, 888-627-6008. That fear was set up disease. It was set up broken relationships. It will create health issues. It will create financial issues. You have the inherent right to be treated with dignity and to appreciate it and to be grateful for it. And our last virtue is the one thing that we have more control over, and that is our self-control. And when we think about self-control, do you think about you've just got to be in charge, you've got to have the power, everything's got to go your way, you're disconnected, you're out of control. Self-control is honoring. It's doing what is good for your mind, body, and spirit at all times. And you can be truthful, you can be honoring without being abused, without being, you can't help if they judge you, but you do not have to take it into yourselves. You do not have to make that part of your cellular memories or your life plan. You can create a life where you have a destiny of peace and prosperity. You can choose. And there are people every day making choices that affect us. But can you rest in peace, awake or asleep, and say, I know I will move through this with a peace and assurance that nothing can take away from me. Think about the prisoners of war and how they survived. And think about the worst scenario that you can. And look at the heroes that have come through that and how they made a choice that they would not only come through it or survive, they would come through it with who they were intact, wiser, calmer, compassionate, humble, grateful. Life is a gift. You can choose yours. Call us today and let's speak. Our time is almost up, so I want to share with you. If you have a question that you would like for us to cover on the show and you don't want to call in, email me at lindab@lindasbrewer.com. Put in the subject line, question for radio show. If you do not want to speak up and you would like to speak with me, email me or go and sign up for your 15-minute complimentary session. Also, not only do we come with those three undeniable needs to belong, to be worthy, to be competent, but we come with some core value energies. And when we use those core value energies, we have a strategy where we go into conflict, or we can operate out of that core energy to make our greatest contribution. If you go to my website, lsgcorporate.com, and you look up in the right-hand corner, you see CVI. If you click on that, it will take you to a screen. You need to fill in your correct email address so that it will be sent to you, and because you would get some information and about how you're living your life and what's causing you the stress, what is causing you the broken relationships, why there is a health issue, why you're having finances issues, why you're staying in a job where you're not making your greatest contribution. You feel misunderstood. Do you really understand yourself? Or you can call me at 864-205-2518. It is indeed an honor and a privilege to be with you and to have these guests who have spent years on this thing called life and life's journey. They have learned. They have chosen. They are at peace. They have a way. Reach out. Loneliness is a very, very sad place to be in. Charles Stanley, a minister from Atlanta, he says he has a halt, never too hungry, never too angry, never too lonely, and never too tired. There is truth around you. And as we enter into this Thanksgiving season and the Christmas season and the New Year season, let this be a season that you make a choice that your life will be a life of choice that empowers you versus entangles you. You deserve it. I celebrate you, and I send you blessings. You matter. Create a great life for the choices you make. Good night. Thank you for listening.